It's a well done Maisa. Gemara Menachos. Moshe Benu sitting in the back of Rabbi Kiva's classroom. And it seems that Rabbi Kiva doesn't know Moshe Benu is sitting there. But could you imagine the pachad Rabbi Kiva would have? Moshe Benu, he knew Moshe Benu was sitting in his classroom. So we have this chus of our Moshe Benu sitting in our classroom. And the pachad, with great reverence, Brishus Marina Rabbeinu. The big difference is Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what Rabbi Kiva was talking about. So Brishus, again, Marina Rabbeinu, and the past year and a half I've known Rabbi for only. I can't even describe how much I've grown. I can only imagine how much each one of you here who've known Rabbi for years, and those who have not yet got to know Rabbi and will know Rabbi, how much you guys will grow tremendously. A few thank yous for organizing these programs. Next week we're having another program running alongside Rav Shlomo Yonah Weiss. Firstly, the president, Dr. Neumann, under his watch, creating this Kol Torah. A big thank you to Shaul, Charlie. You know, we all seen his videos and know the energy he has, but I have the chus of learning with him every single morning, and it's not just acting, it's who he is. Energy, focus, momentum. And the only reason why this thing got started was because he spearheaded this program. And it should continue to grow with Charlie's help. And there's a whole committee that also put this together. I hope I don't forget anybody, but Moshe Naftali Richman, Mikey Richman, Shimon David Klein, who's not here, Avi Essis, Jeff Stern, Shalom Yona, Akiba Cohn, who's very instrumental. I'm sure there are other people who are also involved, which I don't know about, but a big ashkoch to everybody who's involved in putting this together. Now this coming week, Tainis Esther, we're going to walk into shul and we're probably going to see a basket. Every shul has this basket and there's going to be a little sign that says Machzeh Shekel. And you're going to see some dollars hanging out. There's going to be probably three silver coins taped together. And people are going to go, not sure if they should pick up the coins or put dollars in or switch or not really sure what to do. I'd like to discuss Machzeh Shekel, as you guys seen from the sources, and go through the sugya to get some understanding of what we're doing this coming week. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah actually, Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch actually does not discuss Machzeh Shekel at all. The Ramah brings this in. And the Ramah writes in Hilchos Purim, Hilchos Megillah Purim, Yesh Litnu Bilel Purim Kodem Shemispalim Mincha. And that's our custom, to give the Machzeh Shekel Erev Purim on Megillah, on Tainis Esther. And it's very strange because the Ramah goes against the Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim is one of these small Masechetos Ketanos, which is, of course, the same status as a Braisa, as a Mishnah. How is the Ramah going against that Masechet Sofrim, who writes, Tzrichin kol Yisrael lasei shkolem lifnei Shabbos Zachar, which should have been this past week, not this coming week. How is the Ramah able to go against Masechet Sofrim? So I'd like to analyze, go through this sugya. It starts off with the Rambam. The first place to look at, when you look at mitzvos, is go through the Moneha mitzvos. And they have a number of Moneha mitzvos, the Rambam, the Smag, the Smak, the Bahag, the Yireim, and there are others. Zohar Rakiya is one of them. So the Rambam writes in Mitzvot Asei Kuf Ayin Aleph, there's a mitzvah she tzivanu laseis machatzis ha-shekel b'chol shana. There's a mitzvah to give a machatzis shekel every single year. And you look at the Yireim, or the lack of, the Yireim has no mitzvah. And the truth is, Yireim misses a few of the mitzvahs. He doesn't have a full 613. So it's always not 100% clear to get a ride from him because he missed out on a mitzvah. But the Yireim does not count this as a mitzvah. So the question is, what's the machlok is whether you count machatzis ha-shekel as a mitzvah or not. So the Minchas Asher, Vasher Weiss, thinks the following chakir. He says, is Machatzis HaShekel with the goal to fund the Karbanos Tzibur? The whole purpose is simply to fund them every single day. There's a Karban Tamid, and there's a Karban Musaf every single Shabbos, and Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh. Is the whole goal of Machatzis HaShekel simply to fund the Karbanos? Or is there a mitzvah in its own right to give a Machatzis HaShekel? By me giving a Machatzis HaShekel, that alone is the mitzvah. So he says, based on a cloud, the Rambam writes in one of the Shirashim, in the beginning of the Sefer Mitzvos, he has a whole list of rules, what's considered one of the 613 Mitzvos. So the Gemara in Makos and elsewhere tells us that there are 613 Mitzvos. You go through the Torah, there seem to be a lot more than 613. So Rambam lays down a bunch of rules, what's considered a mitzvah, what's not considered a mitzvah. So one of the rules Rambam tells us is, a hechsher mitzvah is not considered a mitzvah. Something that has to do with preparing, for example, getting ready the Lechem Apanim, or the Ketores, or the Shem HaMishka, all these types of preparations are not considered mitzvah. They're there to prepare for the ultimate mitzvah of placing Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, or using the Shem HaMishka, or burning the Ketores. So says the Minchas Asher, the very fact that the Rambam counts Machatzis HaShekel as a mitzvah tells us that it is not a hechsher mitzvah. It's not there to fund the karbanos. It's there as a mitzvah in its own right. As opposed to the Reim, who does not count it as a mitzvah, seemingly he holds up this klal, the Rambam, that you don't count hechsher mitzvah. So for that reason, the Yireim leaves it off the list, and it's not one of the mitzvahs. So the chakir that we're working with now is where the machasis shekel is to fund the karbanos, it's a hechsher mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma. So if you were the Rambam, where would you place the halachas of shkalim? The Rambam has 14 svarim, Yad Chazaka, Yad 14. There are 14 svarim. Which sefer would you place machasis shekel if you're organizing the Rambam? I would have placed it somewhere in Avoda, maybe karbanos. Have to do with the karbanos. The Rambam, it's not here in the Mar Makomos. If someone looked up, you'd find it's actually in Zmanim. A very strange place to put Shkolim. So this would be consistent with the Rambam, because for the Rambam, the purpose of Machasis Shekel is not to fund the karbanos. If you look at number 8, number 9, the Rambam in Hilchas Shkolim, Perek Aleph, he tells us that the mitzvah say to give mitzvah say mi'atorah litein kol ish mi Yisrael machatz shekel b'chol shana v'shana. There's a mitzvah to give machatz shekel every single year. Okay, what do you do with that? Well, it's not until Perek Dalet that he tells you what to do with it. There he writes Chumas Halishcha, which was the name of the treasury that they kept all the shkalim. Yase ma yaseba lochin mimena tamidim shekel yom hamusafim v'chol karbanos tzibur. It's not until three prakim later in Perek Dalet does it tell you what to do with the machatz shekel. Tells us that it's not the ikar reason for machatz shekel, it's not to fund them, it's to just collect machatz shekel, because there's a mitzvah of giving, we'll get to why. Once you have the money, you have to do something with it. So later on he tells us, you know what you should do with them? Buy karbanos tzibur with them. As opposed to Rashi, number 7, Rashi in Ksubis, and this is very important, keep Rashi's sheet in mind. Rashi writes in number 7, I'm going back a little bit, he says, shokel b'shvilo shekel shuchayv l'chol shana l'karbanos tzibur. In describing what the mitzvah is, in one full swoop, he says, the mitzvah is to give to fund the karbanos tzibur. For the Rashi, it's in order to fund the karbanos, as opposed to the Rambam, is a big split. There's a mitzvah to give machatz shekel. That's why it counts as a mitzvah. That's why he only mentions the goal of it later on in Perek Dalet. That's the consistent sheet that the Rambam will see throughout. Now, there's a mission in Shkolim that tells us, number 10, Hashokel yidei ani, vayidei shcheino, vayidei ben iro pater. So there's a mitzvah, the halacha is that if I pay a shekel on someone else's behalf, he's pater for giving. So I didn't pick this up, but Chili pointed this out, that the word pater is a very strange lashon of pater. It should really say yotza. You are yotze the mitzvah shkolim. So I only thought of this now with him raising this point. If you think that the purpose of giving shkolim is to fund the karbanos, so then you're pater from giving if someone gave for you. But if you think there's a mitzvah to give, a machzeh shekel, it should have said a yotza. So it's a great ha'ara, and I think it's very true. So it sounds like from Masechet Shkolim, pater, you're pater from the chiyuv, as opposed to using lashon of yotza, it's more of a din of funding the karbanos as opposed to being yotze a mitzvah. The Masechet Shkolim doesn't think there's a mitzvah you're being yotze. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Now the way the Mefarshim explain this Mishnah is very telling. The Chemdash Shlomo, which is the Chuvos of the Nesivos writes, how does it work? How could I give a shekel on someone else's behalf? I can't wear tefillin for you. I can't wear tzitzis for you. I can't shake lulav for you. So how can I give a shekel for my neighbor? How can I give a shekel for an ani? So he says, Einachanami, you can nason achar bado. I'm allowed to einachanami because he goes on to explain the whole reason of machatz shekel is to fund the karbanos. It's very goal-oriented. When it comes to any ma'aseh mitzvah, this is a general klal. To me, putting on tefillin, it's not about the goal. The mitzvah is to put on tefillin, to wear tzitzis. No one could wear it for me. No one could do that ma'aseh for me. But when it's very goal-oriented, someone could accomplish that goal for me. The action is less important. It's the goal. So I can give for someone else to fund the karbanos. So that makes sense if you think that machatz shekel is to fund the karbanos. But the Rambam, as we'll see with Shitaso, it doesn't work by giving it on someone else's behalf. The Rambam writes, Hanosi, number 12 now, Perek Gimel of Shkolim, Hanosin shekel alav val ha'ani, o al shcheino. If I give a shekel for somebody else, a poor person, a neighbor, o al ben iro, im nasnu lahem matana patim na kablon. Ignore kablon. Kablon's a complicated discussion. It's some type of, again, I think, it's some type of admission fee or processing fee. It's a Gemara B'choris talks about meiser, behemoth versus kablon. But whatever it is, the Rambam says, the way it works for giving shekel for somebody else is, I give my friend a present. He now owns it. It's a matana. He owns it, and he gives it on his own. I can't pay for him. He has to do the maisa nesina, according to the Rambam. Because for the Rambam, as we said, it's not about funding karbanos. It's about the action of giving, the mice and the sina of giving, which can only be accomplished if I wear the tefillin, if I wear the tzitzis. That can only be accomplished if he gives me the matana, the shekel for me, and then I myself give the shekel as machas as a shekel. That's the only way it works. As opposed to, again, the Chen da Shlomo says, somebody else can pay for his neighbor. Somebody else can fund it for him, because it doesn't make a difference who's doing the giving, as long as someone else is covered. Now, the Gemara in Ksubas talks about it. There's a complicated Mishnah. Most of the Mishnahs in Shkalm are very, very complicated. Those who've done Daf Yomi know for sure the Gemara is quite complicated. It's quite a scary 20 days of Daf Yomi. So, number 13, then quotes Gemara Ksubas quotes a Mishnah in Shkalm. Mishnah in Shkalm writes, Tormin al ha'ovid val ha'gavoy val ha'asid ligvos. The Lashon Tormin is an action that's used. Whenever you draw from the Chumas Halishka, it's called Tormin. You take from the Chumas Halishka and you use those funds. So who's included? When the whoever's in charge of the Gizbar, who's in charge of the treasury, so he takes the funds from the Lishka, the Chumas Halishka, who's going to be included in that? Well, seemingly, whoever gave money, whoever gave the funds, is going to be included in that carbon tzibur. So when I buy the tamid, whoever gave the machzor shekel, they're going to have a chelek in that carbon tamid. So what happens if a person sent his shekel and it got lost along the way? Or gavoy, it was collected, we'll see what that means in a second. Or asid ligvos, or he's going to in the future, he hasn't yet given his shekel yet, but he plans to give it. Will it work limafreya, even though he hasn't given his funds just yet? So let's focus right now at least on the asid ligvos. He who is going to in the future fund it. He hasn't given his shekel yet. The cutoff line, by the way, is Alf Nisan. You have to give your shekel before Alf Nisan. Comes Alf Nisan is the new year, the new funds for the new year. You're supposed to give your funds before Alf Nisan. So let's say you plan to give, but you got delayed. Are you going to be included on the carbon tzibur that was brought in Alf Nisan? Or no, you haven't paid up your dues yet, so you're not going to be included. So Rashi writes in number 14, Vala ha'asid ligvos, afilu lo nigva la'achar mikan, even if you've never gave your payment yet, yesh lo chelek b'truma u'b'karbonos, you still have a chelek in it. As opposed to Tosos, we'll explain what Rashi means in a second. Tosos writes in number 15, without going through all the kashas right now, we'll just go through the bold what he explains. Tosos writes, the only way it works is if the person ends up paying at the end of the day. If 2 weeks later he pays his dues, then retroactively he was included in the karbanos that were brought from Alf Nisan. But if he never pays his dues, he will not be included. So Rashi says he'll be included regardless. Tosos says you have to pay to be included. So what's the machlokas? Rashi Tosos. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the paying of the shekel has nothing to do with the karbanos tzibur. You're supposed to pay the machzor of shekel. But if you don't, you're still part of the karban tzibur. The only way in, your way into the karban tzibur is not through machzor of shekel. Your way in is by the fact that you're a yid, you have a chelek in the karban tzibur. You're supposed to pay your dues, but if you don't pay your dues, that doesn't cut you off. As opposed to Tosfos, the only way to have a chelek is by paying your machzor of shekel. Because for Tosos, the whole goal of Machzor Shekel is to fund the karbanos. Without that, you have no chelek at all. So that's how I think Rav Asher Weiss explains Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Problem is, what's the difficulty with this Rashi? It goes against what he said before. Here Rashi says that there's a distinction that has nothing to do with the karbanos tzibur. On this very same daf we saw above, that same daf, Suvus Kufches, Rashi writes on top, that the whole function of Machzor Shekel was to fund the karbanos tzibur. So there's a stira. So Rav Asher Weiss doesn't point this out. Any suggestions? So I think there are two mahalchim you could take in this. One is that when Rashi wrote above, when the purpose was the karbanos tzibur, he didn't really mean that was the goal of it. That's just what you do with it. You have the money collected, like the Rambam says, and you use it for the karbanos tzibur. But he really understands the machzor shekel to be completely divorced from the karbanos tzibur. That's one approach, which I don't think is really works well with other Rashis elsewhere. I think what one can say is the Kohanim, the Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Kohanim have to give Shkalim. Kohanim think they're exempt from the Shkalim for other, whatever reasons. Other Kohanim, non-Kohanim think Kohanim are Chayv. So if Kohanim are Pater and paying Shkalim, so does that mean every time there's a carbon tzibur that's brought, they don't have a Chalek in that carbon? Seemingly not. Kohanim certainly would have a Chalek in the carbon tzibur. So I think what you could say is, even though you have to, the goal of Machzor Shekel is to fund the karbanos, like Rashi says, That's not your only way into the karbanos. It's just a way to fund it. But to have violence of the carbon tzibur, any yid, even those who don't pay, still have a chelik in the carbon. They don't have to be completely separate. Again, you can. The goal of Machzor Shekel is to fund it. But if a guy doesn't pay his membership, do we kick him out of shul? No. He's still part of the shul. The Kohen, who doesn't pay his dues, he's still part of the carbon tzibur. So Rashi could still work well with himself that he holds a goal is to fund it. But even without funding it, you still have a chelik in the carbon tzibur. I think that might be a pshat. Now, there's a machlokes at what age does a person have to start giving the machzor shekel? So the Ramban writes al Torah. He says, what are you talking about ages for? Like any other mitzvah, when a person turns 13, shtei saros, he has a mitzvah of wearing tefillin, he has a mitzvah of shaking lulav, and he has a mitzvah of giving machzor shekel. Why would anyone think anything different? But Rashi Menachos Daf Mem Vavam and Beis writes that the mitzvah only begins from ben esim shana v'mala, from the age of 20 and above. Why would age of 20, where would that come from? So I know the Pesukim mentioned it. Pesukim mentioned it this week. So what one could explain is as follows. If the whole point... Actually, let's look at Rabbeinu Bachai first. Rabbeinu Bachai writes, number 18. Masha hoya machzor shekel. What's the whole purpose? What's the idea behind machzor shekel? Rabbeinu Bachai explains, Mimbeisha Yisrael ovru b'maisa egel al aser sadibros. This week's parsha. They ended up violating the aser sadibros. They brought the chet egel. U'machatzis ha-shekel hu eser geros. That's the coinage, the value of the machzor shekel was 10 geros. Sharei, how do we know this? Shekel shalem esim gero, the pasuk tells us who. That a full shekel is 20 gero, that means half a shekel is 10. Lefikach haya mevi kol echad v'echad miyisrael eser gero, liyos lehem lekapara al sha'avru al aser dibros. So everything matches. We bring a machzor shekel, which equals 10 gero, which equals the 10 dibros, as a kapara for violating the aser dibros. V'lo haya mevi elmi ben esim shana v'mala. That chiyav kapara only exists from the age of 20. V'fi she'ein bezdin shel mala manishin b'pachus mishel esim. Because bezdin shel mala does not punish below the age of 20. You have to be 20 years and above to pay the machzor shekel. So that explains Shitas Rashi. It's all about kapara. But according to the Ramban, so why the age of 13? So I think you have to say for the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of giving a machzor shekel. Nothing to do with the karbanos. I'm sorry, all the way around. I apologize. The Ramban thinks that the whole point is to fund the karbanos, and therefore, like any other mitzvah, by the age of 13, you have to start funding it. But if you think that there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo of giving, well, what good is it about me giving a machzor shekel? What does that accomplish by me giving a half a shekel? According to Rabbi Mechai, the value is by you getting kapara. When you give a half a shekel, that gives you kapara. So once it's about kapara, you need the age of 20. So that's Rashi l'shitaso again. Rashi, we've been saying now, actually not Rashi l'shitaso, it goes against Rashi. But Rashi in Menachos says that the age is the age of 20. Why? Because the whole goal is to just give it. Not with the goal of carbon talmud, it's just to have a maisa nesina of giving a machzor shekel. What's the value of giving machzor shekel? The value is to get kapara. And once it's about kapara, that only begins at the age of 20, not below. As opposed to, again, the Ramban thinks that it's about the age of 13, is about funding the carbon talmud. And any, like any other mitzvah, 13 is when you start beginning the chiv of mitzvahs. Now, b'zman hazeh, there's no mitzvah machzor shekel, as we know. There's only a zecher. And it's in the first Mishnah in Shkalim that tells us that, number 19, ha-shkalim ba-bikurim ein nohagin el b'fnei habayis. The mitzvah shkalim, along with bikurim, only exists when there is a beis hamikdash. Now there's no beis hamikdash, so you're pater of paying shkalim. So why is that? So Rabbeinu Bartanura explains very simply, Mishum de tzorach karban ninu, the purpose of the machzor shekel is to fund the karbanos, and simply kevan shein karban ein shkalim. So very simple, why there's no mitzvah of shkalim bizman hazeh. But if you think there's a mitzvah to give machzor shekel just to give, nothing to do with the goal of funding, so what's the problem? Let's give machzor shekel bizman hazeh, and don't worry about the karbanos, because the giving has nothing to do with the funding of the karbanos. So the smag somehow digs up a pasuk as an explanation why there's no machzor shekel bizman hazeh. The smag writes in mitzvah say mem hay, Hashkolim ein nohagin el b'fnei habayis shenemar. He quotes a pasuk v'lakachtes kesav akipurim v'nasata oso al avodas olmoid. There's no gemara that tells us this. The smag created this gezeres hakasav. But this gezeres hakasav will explain why you're putter. Because if the whole goal is simply to give the mitzvah of machzor shekel to get a kapara, so we should have that same kapara b'zman hazeh. So he had to find a pasuk in order to exempt us from machzor shekel, as opposed to Rabbeinu Bartanura. It's very simple why. if the goal of Machatzis HaShekel is to fund the Karbanos, well, if there's no Karbanos to be funded anymore, then in Mela there's no mitzvah of giving Shkalim either. Right. Now, we also have a mitzvah b'zman hazeh, a custom to read Parsha Shkalim every year. So, what's the function? What's the purpose of reading Parsha Shkalim? So, Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kufay, Nagu kol Yisrael lezecher hadavar likros. We do it as a commemory of the Shkalim that used to be given. It's zecher ba'alma. Reading Parsha Shkalim is a zecher ba'alma. So if you look at the Medrash Tanchum is discussing, it's an interesting conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kaddish Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned that after he passes away, after he's nifter, no one's going to remember who he is anymore. So Kaddish Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry so much. He says, Kishem Shata Omed Achshav, just like you're standing right now, you're standing and noticing Lem Parsha Shkalim, I'm giving you Parsha Shkalim, Vata Zokef Es Roshan, you're lifting, raising the heads of all the members of Klai Yisrael. Kach b'chol shana v'shana shekorin oso, every single year when Klai Yisrael reads Parsha Shkalim, Lifanai, in front of me, Kilu At, or Ata Omed Sham, B'oso Shav, V'zokef Es Roshan. It's as if, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're coming back to life, every single time they read Parsha Shkalim, you're going to have a tchias amesim, and as if you're present, and that's going to be your way of remembering, being remembered, and reliving. It's a very strange concept. When you read Parsha Shkalim, it's as if Kadosh Baruch Hu comes back to life. So based on the Gemara Menachos, the last daf of the Gemara Menachos, I think, says that kol ha'osik b'toras chatas kilu hikiv chatas v'chol ha'osik b'toras ashram kilu hikiv ashram. Whenever a person learns the sugi of a chatas, learns the sugi of ashram, it's as if he's being makir of these karbanos. Now this rule only applies, at least according to the Bavli, only applies to karbanos and kapara. It doesn't apply elsewhere. I can't just say, let me learn the mitzvah of tzitzis and as if I'm wearing tzitzis. It doesn't work that way. Only works for karbanos. So how does it work for shkalim? So if you understand shkalim to be a kapara, like Rabbeinu Bechai says, it's a kapara, so then it makes a lot of sense. When you read the shkalim, it's as if you're giving and getting that kapara yet again. But if the whole purpose is simply to fund something, to fund the karbanos, reading it won't help fund the karbanos. So that's why the Sefer Chinuch writes, it's only a zecher. It's simply a zecher to reading the shkalim. As opposed to, again, the Medrash thinks it's actually reliving it. You're giving the kapara, you're giving the machzeh shekel because it achieves the kapara. Now, in light of this discussion, Rav Shermach has this fascinating chiddush, Shemadim Zmanim. He writes that maybe based on this whole shtickle, that it's all about kapara, maybe and by you reading Parsha Shkalim, it's as if you're giving the kapara, maybe the Baal Kori has to be a 20-year-old. Because only 20-year-olds, as Rabbeinu Bechai taught us, only a 20-year-old is chayv in onshin, and only their chayv in kapara. So that's the shtickle he has. He's not really sure what the answer is, but he posed that as an interesting thing to think about. Now, the Gemara, we know what we read as the Parsha Shkalim. We read Parsha's Kisisa. But you look in the Gemara Megillah, this is number 26 now. The Gemara Megillah tells us that it's actually a machlokas, what we read for Parsha Shkalim. So we hold, like Shmuel holds, we read Parsha's Kisisa. This coming week's Parsha is what we read for Parsha Shkalim a few weeks ago. But there's the opinion of Rav who holds, Savas B'nei Shavah Martalem, Askarbani Lachmi, is the Parsha that you're supposed to read for Shkalim. So now it should be somewhat obvious what the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is, whether you read from the Karban Talmud or whether you read from Parsha's Kisisa. Because according to Rav, who holds it, you read from Karbani Lachmi, because the whole purpose of Machzeh Shekel is to fund the Karbanos Tzibur, to fund the Karban Talmud. So for that reason, Rav held you're supposed to read from Karban Talmud. But according to Shmuel, when you read Kisisa, that's the Kapara. The reading itself is a Kapara. That's why Shmuel, and that's how we Paskin, read Parsha's Kisisa as the Kapara. Now we have to get back to the Zman. We started off with talking about why the Ramah says the ideal time to give Machzeh Shekel is on Tanis Esther. Goes against Masechah Sofrim. So let's go back to that discussion right now. Number 27, another Brisa or Tosefta that's found in Masechah Sofrim. This is number 27, Halacha Beis. Be'echad ba'adar mashmim al hashkalim. The first day of Adar, they start making announcements. Everyone starts bringing the shkalim, get the shkalim together. Why the first day of Adar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew obviously the future. He knew Haman was going to pay money to have Klai Yisrael killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shikle Yisrael Kodmin L'Shikle Haman. I want to preempt the strike, and I want to have Klaizo pay Shkalim beforehand to have that Zechus. So there's Shkalim should preempt the Shkalim of Haman. So the idea here had nothing to do at all with funding the Karbanos Tzibur. The Masechah Shkalim is working in the world of Kapara. That's a different Kapara than the Egal Zav. It probably connected. The fact that we violated Cheda Egel made us vulnerable to Haman later on. So there is somewhat of a connection, but it's in the world of Kapara. So therefore, the Maseches Ketanos, the Maseches Sofer writes, you're supposed to read it, not Halacha Gimel, Tzrichen Kol Yisrael Lasei Shiklem Lefnei Shabbos Zachar. Because before we remember Haman, before we read about Zeich Amalek, we're supposed to give the shekel first, read about Amalek, and therefore we're reenacting what happened to Kadosh Baruch Hu's mind of giving Shkalim before Haman. Give Shkalim before Amalek, that makes a lot of sense. But what about the Ramah? Why does the Ramah say to give it on Tainis Esther? The Ramah even writes us in Darche Moshe, quotes these two opinions, but he doesn't tell us why he paskins otherwise. And furthermore, number 29, the Ramah writes, you know what age you're supposed to start giving the shekel? He says at the age of 20. So once you see the age of 20, that tells you, wait a second, it's about Kapara. Now, if it's about Kapara, then it should be done before Parsha Zachor, before Haman comes into the game. So why is the Ramah say the age of 20, but yet you're supposed to give it after Parsha Zachor on Tainis Esther? So the Gra gives a little bit of an insight here. He quotes, by the way, I should mention, I saw a lot of these Marmakomas from my brother-in-law, my father-in-law is here, his Sefer, he's a number of Sarm, I can't count by now, 25 or so. So he has one nice little Sefer on Machzor Shekel, which many of the Marmakomas I got from, so it should be a lot of nachas from that, and continue to write many, many more Sfarm. So he points out this Gra. The Gra writes that look at the Gemara in Perakam of Brachos, and look in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chafal for Tosfos there. So Gemara Brachos talks about different schar you get for different types of mitzvahs. So what do you get for running to a shir? So you get the schar for running to the shir. So you might wonder, why don't you get the schar for listening to the shir? So Rashi writes, because no one walks out remembering the shir. They just run to the shir. It's Rashi, it's not me. Then the Gemara says, you know what schar you get for a kala, like a big shir, everyone stuffed together? You get the schar being stuffed together. The duchka, the pushing, that effort, the sweat, is the schar you get for listening to the kala. The shir, I mean. The schar you get for a halachic discussion, an analytic discussion, the svara. The schar you get for going to a Beis Avel by being quiet. That's your schar. What schar do you get for a tainus? So I would have thought you get schar for fasting, not eating. Holding back your taivas of eating. Says the Gemara Brachos, the schar you get for a tainisa, it's tzedakah. Tzedakah that you give in a tainis, that's the schar. Gemara, the Tosfos of Megillah says the same idea. He says that's why we give the tzedakah and mincha in general. There's an idea to give tzedakah and a mincha of a tainis. Because that's when we read in the pasuk, we have mentioned in the Haftorah mincha, we mentioned tzedakah, so you should give tzedakah and mincha in a tainis. So, running out of time now, but the next number of sources proves from many places that Shkalim, Bizman HaMikdash, the point of Shkalim was a kapara. Bizman HaZeh, Shkalim has somewhat transformed into a level of tzedakah now. I'll just show you one of these sources. If you look at number 36, the Gemara Basar Daf Tes. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Adam Shokel Shiklo Miskaper Lo. The times of Beis HaMikdash, by you giving your shekel, you get kapara. Now remember, we're working in the world of kapara. The Ramah says the age of 20, that tells us kapara. In the world of kapara, you give the shekel, you get kapara. Achshav, she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, the Gemara says, imosin tzedaka mutav. You could replace the shkalim by giving tzedaka. So now there's no beis hamikdash, of course. So when we give shkalim, we don't give actual shkalim, but we give tzedaka. So our giving of tzedaka achieves that same level of kapara, bizman hazeh. So with that being said, now we can understand why the Ramah says, bizman hazeh, you give on the tainus, tzibor, on tainus esther, because it's a tainus. And the Gemara Brachos tells us, what schar do you get in a tainus? It's not the schar of fasting, the schar of tzedakah. Because now bizman hazeh, shkalim is all that tzedakah. That's the kapar we get. So the Ramah writes, when you're at the age of 20, you give tzedakah, you give shkalim on the tainus, erpurim, as a level of kapara. Now, interestingly, my brother-in-law points out in Sefer also, that we know the parallel between Yom Kippur and Purim. Right? The Zohar tells us that they're the same level. Yom Kippur, Kippur, Kippurim. So you find this parallel, Taina and Yom Kippur we fast, and Purim we eat. Erev, Yom Kippur we eat, Erev, Purim we fast. Erev, Yom Kippur we shech tanagolim as kaparos, and Erev, Purim we give shkalim as kaparos now. So we have this parallel, somewhat of an inverse. So what's the difference between shechting a tarnagol? By the way, there are Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and he's Sfardim here, doesn't hold a kaparos by either one. He's consistent. There's no kaparos by Yom Kippur, there's no kaparos by Purim. But Ramah, the Ashkenazim, have kaparos Erev Yom Kippur, and kaparos, now Shkalim is kaparos, we have kaparos Erev Purim. So why do we shech the tarnagol on Erev Purim, on Erev Yom Kippur, and we give Shkalim on Erev Purim? What's the difference? So the Shvi'a Pinchas, a beautiful sefer, quotes a famous piece of the difference between Purim and Yom Kippur in general. But he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. There's a beautiful piece I want to discuss maybe another time about why different days fall out. Purim falls out in Aleph Beis, Hey, Vav Efker, all the days, and Yom Kippur the other days. But he builds a mahalach that we all know. The Yom Kippur is about holding back from Taivas, and Purim is about engaging Taivas and using those Taivas in the proper way. So he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov that in Maseches Avos, that he makes the following diyuk: Eizhu Gibur HaKovish Es Yitzro. So the implication is, the Pashup Shad is, which Gvur do you choose from? There's only one Gvur. What do you mean? Kovish is Yitzro. What's the other option? So the other option, the Baal Shem Tov explains, is there are two ways to get rid of your Yetzer. One is to just completely just push it aside and ignore it. And one is to conquer. Rebbe was talking about this Friday morning. You just conquer that Yetzer and you use it for the positive. So there's being Dochet and there's being Kovish. Dochet is to throw it away. And Kovish is you're holding by the neck and you're telling it what to do. So he goes on to give this mashal. It says, imagine there's a city and the robbers keep coming in and taking over the stores. So one storekeeper says, I'm going to just stand in there and just scream the second he comes in. Just scream and scare them away. So they try it. And the storekeeper is hiding behind the desk and the robbers come in and he gets up and starts screaming and they run away. The other storekeeper says, I'm going to hide out, let them come in, and then I'm going to tackle them and hold them, get control, and then put a gun to the head and say, never come back ever again. So the storekeeper does that. The guy comes in, place is empty, and the storekeeper jumps behind him, holds him by the neck, puts a gun to his head, and says, don't ever come back here. 2 months later, what happens? So the guy who put the gun, the storekeeper who put the gun to the robber's head, will never come back ever again. The guy who got scared because he was screamed at, he'll come back 2 months later on. Says the Baal Shem Tov, the guy who pushes Yetzer Hara away is going to come back in 2 months and scare us. The guy who conquers the Yitzhar is Kovish Yitzhar, that's what it means. Ezo Gibra Kovish Yitzhar, who conquers it and says, you're doing what I'm telling you what to do, he's the one who's going to stay. So I think that's the same din. When it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, where we're scared, we push away the Yitzhar, we shech the Yitzhar, we shech the Tarnagol, we get rid of it. But it's going to come back. I mean, it's dead, but sick ratio, right? Chicken head never really dies. When it comes to Erev Purim, though, Shkalim, we're trying to help and elevate the lives of the Aniyim. The Shkalim go to the Aniyim. So the point is to take the Yetzer and to use it for the positive. So Mirtz Hashem, this coming Purim, we should do the Shkalim in the right way, the Kapara of the Shkalim, and find that Yetzer of ours and use it in the positive way.
Amen.
Can you do this?
Beautiful. Square.
First, I want to thank Rabbi Levin, Rabbi Yoni, for just the precious treasure that Hashem has brought to our chevra over this past period of time. And we have other treasures here in the Beis Medrash, and this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for each and every one to try to use this time in a very wonderful way. And it's very exciting. I don't want to repeat all the names that Rabbi Levin already mentioned, but in particular for Ephraim and for Charlie and Akiva and all the Chevra and Chaveim that are involved in trying to put this together, that we should be able to continue to sustain this and it should grow. And it should, such an exciting way to begin the week on a Sunday. Rav Shom Shoni used to call it Shabbos Sheni Shel Golias. It's a terrible, terrible thing. But it's, he said he came to America and he couldn't believe that Sunday seemed to be a Zman Ptur. Like, you know, you have a Mokum Ptur, you have a Zman Ptur. Like, that people are not, don't take the time seriously and use it this way. And as I said, by Shal Shid, is that I know everybody's trying to learn and do things, but to be Mechazik, the Beis HaMedrash, so I really want to express my appreciation to all the Chevra that spearheaded this, and everybody who's participating is a tremendous thing. And to see some of my chevra from the yeshiva and from the neighborhood, it also gives me personally tremendous chizik. I want to share with you just a vart, of what I'm thinking about now, what I spoke to the guys in the yeshiva about last week, when we had Rosh Chodesh Masiva. A machshava that I wanted to share with you, that everybody knows that the waters of creation were divided. And there are Mayim Elyonim and there are Mayim Tachtonim. And the lower waters have a very big taina. It's the Gemara in Sukkah. And the lower waters have a big taina. That, why is that fair? What did they do that they should be sent down to this miserable world so for people to, you know, to have in their pipes and their pools and so on. And the Mayim Elyonim remained above. So why is that right? So you all remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Nechama to the Mayim HaTachtonim, to the low waters, by reassuring them that don't worry, there's a Mizbeach, and you're going to be on the Mizbeach. You'll be able to be on the Mizbeach. First of all, salt from the ocean is going to be on the Mizbeach, and Nisuch HaMayim, and the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Now, Nisuch HaMayim is a very small amount of water that was just for Sukkot, and the whole time that the Beis HaMikdash stood all together, the two Batei Mikdash went 830 years in all of history. So we're talking about a tiny, tiny, little infinitesimal percentage of the waters of the world for a little percentage of the time of all of history. And somehow the waters, the Mayim HaTachtonim, were comforted that if we're going to be on the Mizbeach, Nisuch HaMayim, a little water, a drop, and we're going to have that time in history. So it seems that the Mayim HaTachtonim were appeased by Hashem's offering them this necham. So how do we understand that? It doesn't seem to, doesn't still, we would say it still doesn't seem to be fair. How does that resolve this what seems to be a disparity between above and below? So I think it's very simple, and this is what I was talking to the Chevra about last week. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we all grew up with, everybody knows, Yofesh Ha'achas, the Tshuva Masam Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh, Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. Yofet Shuva Achas, Yofet Sha Achas, 1 hour that's real in this world, in this crazy world with Bechira Chavshus, where every one of you could be doing different things. There are people that spend their Sundays, there's a malacha in Kuzlar that's called tinkering, you know, just like doing stuff that you should have done 15 years before or something. Like doing stuff, like doing, things need to get done, I'm not saying that. But the time goes, and from this world and in this world, Yofa Sha'ach, as the Mishnah says, 1 hour that's real, that's true from this world, the tshuva of Masam Tovim, thinking about the tachlis of life, Mikol Chayei Olam Haba, it's worth more than all of the Mayim El Yainim, all of what goes on with the Malachim and the Svafim, the Chayis, and everything in the higher world, that's all gevaldig. But Yofa Sha'ach, the Sha'ach, What is the person's sha'achas? What does a person have in this world? What's your sha'achas? So what happened, the Gemara tells us, that Rabbi Shimon Chai brings down, that why is it that the entire generation at the time of Shushan, why were they going to be chayiv misa? And the Gemara discusses their different opinions of what went wrong. What did we do that was so terrible? So, shenenu misudasa shalosa harasha, that we were going to die because we enjoyed the su'uda of Oisai Rasha. We went to Achashverosh's Su'uda. Now you know that according to Chazal, V'hashasiya Kadas Ein Oines means that we had catered kosher. Everything was 100% fine. There was no problem with the food. Everything was kosher. So for that, so why are we going to be chayv to get killed? What happened? What was wrong? So the Sfarim concentrate on the word Shenenu Misudaso Shel Oisai Rasha. Yes, the Jews participated in this. There's a big festival that's going on for 180 days. The Beis HaMikdash is in ruins, and you're making a big party. 180 days. The problem was shenenu misudosu shel osa harasha, that they had hana from the suda of that rasha. You have to eat. The question in life is always, it comes back to that question. What is the sha'achas of your day? What is the sha'achas? What is that sha'achas? Is the sha'achas that hour that you have, let's say that you're able to put aside in the morning, Bahashgama, to try to learn the daf, or to try to be part of a chabur, a chavrusa, and to have a good tefillah b'tzibur, is that your sha'achas? Or is the sha'achas that you have a business account, and someone's telling me about some new restaurant where he never had in his life a steak like this. This is a new black kosher restaurant that opened up in the city, and everybody has to go to see this place to get this steak, because there's never such a kosher steak since my celebrations, whatever, since the Lev Yosin, I don't know. So, what's your sha'achas? Really, that's a serious question. And the Gemara says, you know, you're not going to get killed because you ate something. That's okay, but the whole world is at chorban. Everything is falling apart. And what's your biggest pleasure in life? Not the daf. Not the few minutes that you have a week to sit with one of the children, to chazo a little bit, the Gemara. Not to sit at the Shabbos table, to have a davening, the Shabbos davening. Your sha'achas is what? Is from this world? Yafa Sha'ach has, I'm not suggesting a name for our Chabur here, for the Sunday morning Chabur, but it wouldn't be a bad thing to call Sha'achas, except people would think that it's only an hour, it's really a little more than an hour. But the Sha'achas, to be able to start a week this way, to be able to go after Shabbos into a Sha'achas, and to get that little bit of a time on the Mizbeach. You see, Hashem told the Mayim HaTachtonim, you're going to have a Sha'achas. And the Mayim HaTachtonim said, we'll take it. Because a Sha'achas in this world, especially a Sunday, which seems to be a low Zman or Zman Ptur, a Sha'achas that I offer myself on the Mizbeach to give up that time to begin in such a way with beautiful Torah and different types of Shiurim and so on from Talmidei Chacham, our own, from here, from the Chevra, and that's the Sha'achas that makes life meaningful. There's this famous Torah from the Sfasamis that I say almost every year before Purim. And with this I'll end. So it says in the Megillah, Yehudim Ha'isa Arbis Simcha V'Sasna V'Yikar. Right? Yehudim Ha'isa Arbis Simcha V'Sasna V'Yikar. The Gemara says in the Megillah, Ayra, Yehudim Ha'isa Ayra, Ayra Zutara. Simcha is Yontiv. Sasn is Bismila. Yikar is Tefillin. So Sfasemis is an obvious question. Why doesn't the Megillah just say, La Yehudim Ha'isa Tara V'Yontiv U'Bismila U'Tefillin? It's an obvious question. Why do we have to figure this out? Yehudim Ha'isa Ayra, Ayra is Tara. And Simcha is Yontiv. And Sasn is Bris, and Yikar is Tefillin. So Sfasemis says the most beautiful thing. Sfasemis says that Before the Nes of Purim happened, we also had in our lives aura. There was light in a person's life before Purim, and there was simcha before Purim, and there was sasan, and there was yikar. But where was that light coming from? What was it in your life that gave you light? What was in your life that you considered to be that which generated joy in your life? What was the sasan? What was the source of the sasan and the yikar? What was precious to you in life? So everybody has his pleasure, whatever he found to be exciting, wherever he found R. Person can find R in reading a newspaper for an hour, that's his R. Person can find R in watching a movie for an hour, that's his Sha'achas, that's his R. What happened as a result of Purim, which was a time of Kabbalah Satayr, which Rashi brings down, Kima V'Kibbal, Mi'ahavas Anes, something changed in our perspective. What changed in our perspective as a people was La Yehudim Ha'isa Ora. There was always Or. In a person's life, there's always Or. There's always Or. What do you look forward to in life? What's that light that you look forward to in life? We always had Or. But La Yehudim Ha'isa Ora, so the Gemara says, Ora Zutara. That's Tara. And Simcha is Yantiv. And Sasan is Kedusha Sabris, Brismila. And Yikar is the Mitzvah Tefillin. So these are things that are the most common things of our life that we do every day. That's how Jews live. But it could be that before Purim, we had different ways of identifying the light, the joy of our lives. What's precious? What's the ikar in our lives? What changed was a perspective. Purim changed our perspective. That we were able to see that aura, la yehudim haisa aura. We always had aura, but the aura of life is the time that you put into learning Torah. That's the real aura of a person's life. And the simcha of a person's life is Shabbos, Yontiv, it's a simcha. And the sasan of a person's life is to know that we have a bris with Hashem, and that we try to guard the bris, and we have our struggles with kedushas bris, to try to be good, to try to do things in the right way, and to live the right life, and yikar, that kesh that we have with Hashem through tefillin. So it's all a matter of perspective. I think that to be able to put aside time, especially on a Sunday morning, and to try to be mechazik the program, but I think that is exactly what the Sfasemis was talking about. It's what's my or, what's my sha'achas? What is it that in my life creates that sense of being my matachtonim that has shifas for something greater than what the world defines as being or. You have a few weeks ago was the Super Bowl. I'm not one of those people that I'm not. I don't knock these things in this. People consider that to be sacrilegious, and I try to make fun of things like this. There's an inyan to make letzanis a little bit from these things, but the point is, I mean, there's an inyan of Avodas Hashem to make a little bit letzanis. But the point is, What's the aura of an individual? What do you look forward to? Those who start their day off with learning Torah, those who begin their day, and I know many of you do. Many of you, you begin the day with learning. You know that today is a different day. That sha'achas, the sha'achas of the Maim HaTachtonim in this world, that sha'achas, then you're able to go to work and you're a different person. It's a different day, it's a different life. It's a different way to live. The Yafa sha'achas. So I want to give everybody a big, big yasher koach. And Charlie just reminded me of something that I said years ago that was very silly, but I suppose it still rings true, at least for many of us here, that I once said that opening day, even Shea Stadium has a big crowd. I'm sure many of you know that I'm an old Yankee fan, and I detest the Mets, and I know they don't even play in Shea Stadium anymore, but opening day, even Shea Stadium has a big oilum, right? Opening day is always something very, very exciting. They give out a couple of free gifts. You got a bagel or something. So bagel day in Shea Stadium, it's kind of great. It's a chachma. The chachma, of course, is beautiful, and we're excited about it, but the chachma is to be able to try to sustain that, to try to keep it up. So we should be able to do that, and that's chus. We should have to come to time of Udim Hayes or Abisim Chavasos and Yikar with the or of David Malka Mashiach, with the Lashon of Amitis, and maybe Amino Amen. Thank you.